Good day, I'm Peter Gay Hodges with JIS Midday News for Monday, August 15. Coming up, Usain Bolt wins third Olympic 100-meter title, multimillion-dollar mobile post office launched, and Agriculture Ministry to assist 196 primary schools with vegetable gardens. The details after the break.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, we're next.
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers two additional years of training to prepare you for higher learning and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide in partnership with the HireTrust NTA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 9679020 or 9677802 or email cap@moey.gov.jm.
Now the news. Sport Minister Olivia Grange has described Usain Bolt's history-making gold medal run in the men's 100-meter final at the Rio Olympics on Sunday as magnificent. In a press statement issued following the race, Ms. Grange said Usain has accomplished what no other athlete has done and has proven himself once again to be the greatest. Usain became the first athlete to win the 100-meter dash at three consecutive Olympic Games, a record Minister Grange believes will stand for a long time. He won the 100 meters in 9.81 seconds ahead of the American Justin Gatlin, 9.89, and Canadian Andre DeGrasse, 9.91. The other Jamaican in the race, Johan Blake, finished fourth in 9.93 seconds. Ms. Grange adds that Usain is a special gem and a great representative of Jamaica and the perfect ambassador for his sport. The minister urges Jamaicans to congratulate and continue supporting the Jamaican athletes who competed but did not win medals. Jamaica Post has launched its latest initiative, a multi-million dollar mobile post office. The project, recently launched in Stairtown St. Anne, will serve 57 communities and adjoining districts where post office buildings have been closed because of poor infrastructural conditions.
This is a bold and important initiative which is keeping with the department's modernization plans as well as its mandate of ensuring access to affordable postal services for all Jamaicans.
Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley speaking at the launch of the mobile post office. The mobile unit will serve residents based on a schedule and will be stationed for a few hours in the communities in which defunct post offices currently exist. Some of the services to be offered by the unit include the collection and delivery of ordinary mail, registered letters, parcels, and sale of stamps. The Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries is to assist 196 primary schools in setting up vegetable gardens during the 2016-2017 academic year. Portfolio Minister J.C. Hutchinson says the government will be installing security fencing and providing inputs such as fertilizer, seeds, seedlings, as well as the necessary pesticides and water fixtures at all participating schools. Mr. Hutchinson was speaking to journalists following a tour of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA, offices in St. James recently. He says the school gardens will be used by the RADA Extension Services as demonstration plots for farmers in adjacent communities. Minister Hutchinson adds that the program is aimed at improving the academic performance of students and their general health and well-being. And the National Council for Senior Citizens, NCSC, will host a retirement planning seminar at the Church of God of Prophecy, Spanish Town, St. Catherine, on Thursday, August 18. The event, scheduled to start at 9 a.m., is the second in a series of 13 island-wide seminars being held by the NCSC to educate Jamaicans about planning for retirement. Permanent Secretary in the Labour Ministry, Colette Roberts-Risden, says the seminars are important as persons are living longer and need to know how to plan for their retirement.
Studies are increasingly showing that many retirees find themselves facing poverty as they are not able to maintain themselves during retirement. These retirement seminars are timely and important as the ministry seeks to encourage Jamaicans to develop and activate their action plan.
The seminars are being held under the theme, On the Road to Retirement, Activate Your Action Plan Now. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.